Welcome back to All of It. I'm Ilya Meritz, filling in for Allison Stewart. The holidays are going virtual this year. We had a pre-taped Thanksgiving Day parade behind us, and Zoom Hanukkah and Christmas celebrations are ahead. But there are still plenty of in-person holiday events you can take part in to get in that holiday spirit. I should say in-person and online. So we have invited WNYC culture editor Jennifer Venasco back on to give some of her recommendations in the segment we call The Get Out. Welcome back, Jay.
Hey, Ilya. It's good to hear your voice.
And good to hear yours too, Jay. And listeners, we do want to hear from you. If you're on hold with your favorite New York City book, we are changing over, but maybe you have a recommendation. So tell us how you are trying to get outside now that we are in the darkest weeks of the year. What are the fun things that you can do? Tweet at us at allofitwnyc, and I will try to read your tips. Again, go online to twitter.com and tweet at us. The handle is at allofitwnyc, and I will try to read your suggestions on the air. Jay, you have some in-person holiday events to kick us off. Where should we start?
Well, we really need to start with like the biggest annual like holiday event in New York, I think. And that's, of course, yesterday was the lighting of the Rockefeller Christmas tree. It was broadcast. Most people couldn't go. Although I got to say, like, I've tried to go in person before, and you're probably better off seeing it at home if you did.
I thought real New Yorkers don't go to that.
Okay. Well, you know, I moved back to the city like 12 years ago, and I was like, I'm going to do all the things. And why? Why would that be a thing that I would do? But I must say, we do try to see the tree every year. I just feel like it's the kind of thing that, like, there, you know, you need to see it. I don't know if that's true for other people. But this year, you still can see the tree. It's just that there are a lot of pandemic rules. So many rules.
So how close can you get?
You can get pretty close. Okay, so this is how it works. You can enter at 49th and 50th Streets at 5th and 6th Avenue. And there's going to be like a poster, like on a standee with a QR code. You scan the code with your phone, and that's how, like, you register your place in line. And then you'll get a text that tells you when you can come back to re-enter the line. You're still going to have to wait, but at least it won't be, like, the 4 hours it could be otherwise. You need to wear a mask, practice social distancing. And then once you get in, you will have, wait for it, 5 minutes to see the tree. So if you have a group of more than four people, they're going to split you up into like four-person pods. There's going to be circles on the ground. So if you're like taking pictures, I guess you have a choice. You can either like take pictures or you can look at the tree, but you probably can't do both things. So maybe decide in advance. But
Jay,
you are not
making this sound like fun, I have to tell you.
I know. I feel like this takes a little bit of the joy out of seeing the tree. Like, we've waited online to see the tree before, because Rockefeller Plaza always gets so crowded. But, you know, you can see it on the website. I just looked it up like 10 minutes ago. It's kind of amazing because there's like no one skating. There's like no one in Rockefeller Plaza. The tree looks gorgeous. You can totally look up the live stream. But you can also, the best way to see it this year is probably to just go ice skating. You should probably go ice skating and see the tree that way.
So the rink is open.
Yes. Yes. In fact, this is probably the best year to go ice skating at Rockefeller Center, because the number of people who can go are capped. So instead of having that like enormous, like so close to other people that you can barely skate, it's actually like very luxurious. You of course have to make advanced reservations. It's open daily 9 to midnight. The first skate of the day and the last skate of the day, so like the 9 a.m. skate and like the almost midnight skate, those are less crowded and pretty inexpensive. It's just like $15 per person, which includes skate rental.
Okay, that is something that I want to do. That does sound fun.
Right? I've skated in Rockefeller Center before, and you really kind of feel like you're in a movie. Like for all you, like you, Ilya, I know you grew up here, is like for all you hard-bitten New Yorkers who are like, no, I'm not going to do that. This is like a thing you really should do, and this is totally the year to do it.
Well, of course, I have never done that. Is there skating at Bryant Park? Do you know?
Yes. In fact, I took my first grader. We went a few weeks ago. And there too, you have to make advanced reservations. So unlike in previous years where you were like really, really crushed, not really that crushed at all. If you have your own skates, tickets are free. So there's no better bargain than that. I used to work actually near Times Square, and I knew so many people who would like come into the office with their skates slung over their shoulders every day because they had done their morning exercise, which is ice skating, which is really so lovely. But there's not just skating at Bryant Park. This is the amazing thing about Bryant Park this year. So there's also curling at Bryant Park. So
what is curling? I never remember. And then the Olympics rolls around again.
Right. Curling is that Olympic sport. I don't know. It's practiced in what? Canada? In like Ireland? I'm not really sure. But it's basically, if you think of like...
Is it like bowling on ice or something?
Yes. Okay. Kind of. Or kind of like that. You know that like that game, like air hockey kind of? Well, maybe it's a little different than that. Okay. So yes, it's like this long, this very, very long... skating, like this very long strip, like think of a red carpet except ice, and you try to get like these like things. People are probably laughing at me who know about curling. We had this whole story that I edited about curling last year, and I remember nothing about it. But you basically try to get these discs like onto a target. So it seems pretty fun, but it's done this way. It's done kind of like curling karaoke, so you need to like rent a lane basically. And with that lane, you get like wine or beer or hot chocolate, depending on the generation of the people you're going with. You can have like a small group and you like pay to rent the whole thing.
Okay. There's so let's also, get,
go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, let's get in the couple of minutes we have remaining. Let's get out of Midtown, maybe even out of Manhattan. What do you have on deck? We already talked to the New York Botanical Garden people in the Bronx.
Right. Okay. So, the thing I'm like really most excited about that I have not ever been to is Wyckoff House, that Wyckoff House Museum, which is in East Flatbush. According to their website, they were like the first historical landmark in New York City. I don't know if that's true, but that's super interesting. They, you know, are an old Dutch farmhouse. And this Saturday, so Sunday, December 6th, is St. Nicholas Day. The day before, on Saturday, they're going to be having a Sinterklaas visit. Sinterklaas
that
is, of course,
Dutch.
The right. Yes, it's the Dutch version of Santa Claus. It's going to be. They've been doing it for 19 years now, and you can go. It's in person, and Sinterklaas comes on a horse. He arrives on a horse to the house museum, which sounds so lovely. And there's all sorts of craft activities. There's a tree lighting. He's going to read a book about the Baker's Dozen, which I guess is about this this baker who's like very fair. He always gives you exactly what you order, no more, no less. And this is teaching, like he learns how to be generous and sort of give like 13, you know, muffins or whatever instead of 12. There's hot cider. There's crafts. You learn a Sinterklaas song, you decorate a Dutch clog for Sinterklaas, and then dress the tree for the tree lighting. I mean, it sounds so delightful. Like, what isn't perfect
okay, I think
about
you've,
that?
I think you've sold this thing just in 10 seconds. Where can people find out more? How can they get there?
You know, so it's the Wyckoff House Museum. I'm going to put it all on my Twitter. So at Jennifer Vanasco, I'll have links to it.
Fantastic. I have been speaking with WNYC culture editor Jay Vanasco. Thanks for joining us on all of it.